Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 2, we finished verses 12 through 17. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new lesson today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And we hope you'll have your Bibles ready. We're at Revelation chapter 2 and looking at verses 18 through 29. And I have titled this section, The Righteous Judge. This is the letter to the church at Thyatira. Now, my friend, please have pencil and paper ready. Take notes as we give this message. And call others, ask them to listen in as well. Our sermons are posted on our websites. Those websites are given to you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. One can listen to us at www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Or our regular website of www.Central Baptist Ocala, that's O-C-A-L-A, .org. And you can go on to either one of those websites. You can email me through those websites as well as to listen to these broadcasts again. And I would encourage you, if you hear a broadcast that you think would be good for someone else, if you have the computer, invite them to come to your house and sit and listen to it with you or download the message. And I believe that you can be a help and a blessing to others in that matter. By the way, write us. We want to hear from you. Lately, we've had several Bible questions that's been mailed to us, and I've just enjoyed mailing out some of those. Some of you have been driving into the Florida area, and you've stopped and visited our church here, the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, and what a blessing it was to meet you. And by the way, if you visit our church, don't come in and leave and don't get without getting up to see me or going out the door at which I may be shaking hands. Please come by and introduce yourself and let me know that you are a listener to the Lamp and Light broadcast. We love our listeners. When summer comes on and many make Florida a vacation place, I trust that in your vacations, if you're in the Ocala area, you'll visit Central Baptist Church. And we would really love to have you visit with us. Now our text is Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Now when we looked at the church of Ephesus, we saw the warning against leaving their first love. Then in Smyrna, we are encouraged to endure for our Savior. Then at Pergamos, we are warned against the loss of holiness. Now we will see the loss of doctrinal purity in Thyatira. This church is addressed by a message sent to the angel, that is, the pastor of the church, from God. Now, the first thing I want you to see in this passage is the righteous judge. And we see in verse 18, he is the Son of God. When one thinks of the term God, we think of almighty power, one who can create or destroy. He is the Son of God. He is of the same power and nature of God. I remember growing up in a pastor's home, and sometimes you would hear people say, "Watch your language. He's the pastor's son." It was as if I had the power of the preacher or something terrible would happen to them because they said something bad in front of the preacher's son. And being the son of affected how people thought and acted around me, although I was just a child like any other child. His eyes are likened to a flame of fire, we're told. Now, just a note to say, when we see the term in the Bible, like, or the term as, it's telling us that it has the same qualities of a thing. The same qualities may be involved, but it's not the same thing. And so terms like, the term as, likened unto, those are terms telling us they are symbolical. So his eyes are likened to a flame of fire. We see that the Holy Spirit descended upon Christ at the baptism as a dove. Now, a lot of people like to show a little white dove flying in the air and landing ever so gently on the head of Jesus Christ. Well, my friend, that's not what the Bible said. The Holy Spirit descended as a dove. But he wasn't a literal dove. And so you need to understand when you see like, liken unto, as, that many times those are verses telling us that what we're about to see is symbolical. Now, the eyes as a flame of fire remind us of Jesus looking at Peter after Peter had denied knowing him three times. And boy, when he looked at him with those eyes of flame, it just cut through to the heart of Peter. And the Bible tells us that he went out and wept bitterly. It is the eyes that looketh not on the outward appearance. Rather, those are the eyes that look at the heart. These are the eyes of the living Word, the Bible, the written Word, Jesus, the living Word. And Hebrews 4:12 says about the Word of God that it's piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Those are the kind of eyes that our Savior has. And then his feet are like brass. Again, not actual brass, but like brass. Now, brass in the Old Testament was used to imply judgment. Now, friend, Jesus Christ is the judge. It is the heel of these brass feet which crushed the head of the serpent. He walks in the position of final judge and authority. And we see in verse 19 here of Revelation 2, he says, "I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first." Now, he is a righteous judge. He makes note of the good and the bad and he commends the good works among them. He does not allow the bad that he'll point out cloud his vision about that which is good. He not only sees the work they're doing, he knows they are doing those works on his behalf. He knows their charity. And this is wonderful. Here is a church that is known for its love. It is agape love. It is the genuine article because he is the one who sees the heart. As many of our listeners know, our motto for the Lamp and Light is a biblical one from Ephesians 4:15. Speaking the truth in love. The humanistic society has taught people that no truth should ever be spoken if it offends anyone. Therefore, if anyone says something that reveals sin, that one is unwilling to forsake, then they don't say that that person has a problem with love. They're saying the person that made the statement is the person that lacks love. They call us too judgmental. They call us legalistic. They even call us negative and arrogant. Well, my friend, never tolerate, because of sympathy for yourself or others, any practice that is not in keeping with a holy God. Now, friend, holiness speaks of absolute purity of your walk before God. The words coming from your mouth and every thought in your mind, placing every detail of your life under the scrutiny of God Himself. You see, holiness is not simply what God gives me, but what God has given me that is being exhibited or manifested in my life. And so here we see people today sometimes get upset with good, solid preaching. You know, and sometimes I just in my flesh, I guess, wished I had a little more moxie. A lady was in my office one day, and she said, "You say love, but you don't mean it." Well, I told her I try not to get in the flesh when I'm preaching and teaching the Word. And she said, "That's your problem. You need to get in the flesh. That is your problem exactly." Well, basically she's saying, you need to get away from preaching in the Spirit. Now, I will say this. The lady was honest. Now, my flesh wanted to say, "Well, nice to meet you, God. I didn't know you were a woman." But I would have been in the flesh had I said that. But you see, she was claiming to see my heart. And only God sees our heart. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.